I was thinking about a ghetto ass word the other day. That's not true, but I think people in my neighborhood used to say, "Yeah, man, he was the goodest."
He did gooder, though.
That's not a word, right?
But it is. Dude. It? I mean, it's not, but it is, Dick. It's like shit. Mark Twain used to make up words, fool, that we now use it, you know? Oh, it's shit that sticks, fool. You invented it, though.
It was the bestest.
How would you say it another way? Bestest, better?
It was betterer. You could have done gooder.
For inventing words in the American lexicon.
He was the goner.
No, he was a goner, dog.
He was a goner. That's
yeah,
a word.
He died, fool.
He died. Goner, not a word, huh?
Nah, fool, but now I guess, dude. One time I was work it in there, dog.
I was helping my brother do sentences.
What I see on this
one. And I remember he wrote, I'm a gonna go to the store. And I said, I was reading it over and over. You know, I knew what he was talking about, but I said, no, I think that's wrong. I think maybe I'm going to the store, but that's what we talk is. We never say I'm going to the store. I'm going to go to the store.
Yeah, dude, just fucking break it down different, fool. You know what I mean? In essence, you know, you go away from the Queen's English, dog, and the King's English, and less proper, fool.
So next time somebody corrects my English, I'm going to say, you know what? Sorry, bro, I don't go by the King's English.
Yeah, dude, in the end, dude, it's just communication, fool. And then somebody, some dickhead that didn't even go to school, you don't say like that. It's like, motherfucker, where's your degree?
It's like though, when we were, I was thinking also, like when those Dominicans were talking to us, they were talking fast.
Rápido.
But I'm pretty sure that if you get a guy who speaks that that real fast, original Irish English.
Yeah.
From Ireland, you know, from the backwoods of Ireland.
From Dublin.
And if you get one of those guys and you hook him up with a hillbilly redneck Cajun guy who speaks English, I bet you both of them wouldn't understand each other.
Well, yeah, dude, it's like fucking. English, but those accents are, you know, forcing them not to fucking communicate, fool. They're barriers, fool. But in the end, if you slow those motherfuckers down and then you analyze, you'll fucking be able to see what's up. Dick, I remember you used to say, fool, back in, I mean, this will bring up old shit, but on stage you'd be all like, the word trifling. I never heard the word trifling in some shit, because, you know, rappers used to say it, dog.
Trifling, yeah.
Yeah, trifling or whatever, right? And then I was thinking, oh, fuck that, fool. I heard it in a Johnny Cash song. Trifling, man. And it's an old southern word, fool, because, Dick, black people that are coming from the south, they're not fucking up English. That's how they speak it in the south. Southern twang and shit.
I thought trifling was a guy bringing three elephants at the same time.
No, mom. Because trifling is a fool trying to pull a quick one on you. It's trifling ass.
Yeah, like a lot of words they don't use no more. Like, I guess they would probably only do it in a movie, huh, or in a rap song. Yeah, man, I got swindled.
Or that one for the bus in Sacramento, that old brother, what'd he say? It was a culture shock. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but.
It was that one time we were on the bus in Sacramento and we were going to that shop, the weed shop. We had no ride, so we got on the bus. And there was a guy in a bus who was there for the first time.
Lying. First time that day, dog.
Now he just finished catching a bus. He said, yeah, man, this is a culture shock.
No, mom.
Like, he never seen other black people and Mexicans in a bus.
Come on, fool. That's all there was there. It's a white trash.
Yeah, he's used to yachts.
Yachts. Fool, that was, jets.
That was crazy. Like, that was a bad neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, well, dude, it's all desolate, fucked up over there, dog.
It was bad because I remember as soon as we came out of the shop, these guys with guns stopped us. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Bounty hunters.
Yeah, dog. We know because we walked over there. We were going to meet, But we ran. Those fools are all eyeballing this fool. This fool, Felipe. And I was like, fuck, what the fuck, dog? And this fool's all, here, hold the weed. I'm all, fuck that, dog. Fuck you, dog. And I was like, all right, fool. And I was like, and then, what's up, dude? They recognize you. And fucking, they were going to go to a raid, fool, to go get a
fool. They had guns, man.
Yeah, to go get a fool that was trifling, dog.
I know, man. And it was a girl. It was a girl with
a girl with two dudes.
She was strapped.
All of them had strapped.
They were all guns. And then
on their thighs.
I saw them. They were looking at me. Hey. And I said, hey, man, hold the weed.
But they were fucking. That's that day. That was a crazy little day.
That was cool because we sat with them. No, we were talking to them.
For days,
they showed them photos of who they're looking for.
I seen a couple people at the show.
That was funny because I felt like telling him that I told the guy in the bounty hunter, yeah, man, we ran a couple of these guys on the bus.
Yeah, man.
It was a social shock.
But yeah, bounty hunters, dog. With fat ass nines.
So what's up, fool, man?
Chilling, dog.
I got the new t-shirt, bro. Check it out, man.
Let me see, Dick.
This fool.
Hell yeah, that's tight, fool. I like the little hand, dog.
It's a little Mickey Mouse hand, bro.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Fool, guess who hit us up today?
Who, Dick?
We had a Skype. We just haven't called us right now. Mike Robles, bro, hit us up.
He's a gangster, Willie.
He hit me up. No, he didn't hit me up. Today's Mike Robles' birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I hit him up. I said, happy birthday. You're killing me.
Fucking Bobby Bites, dog. Hell yeah, dude. That motherfucker gave me my first
team. Fool, you're not going to believe what happened this weekend.
What happened, Dick?
Something that never happened in L.A. Ever.
Fuck, dude.
From 10 o'clock to from 6 p.m. to midnight, something that plays every Sunday did not play this weekend.
Fuck, dude.
There was no Art LeBeau.
He died, fool?
No, fool. iHeart Radio bought the station and took him off the air.
No more oldies?
No more oldies as we speak.
Fuck, dog.
No more dedications, dog.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No internet? No fucking...
Nothing. He was not live on the air at all.
Anybody talking any shit or what the fuck?
Just Beer Run Bobby.
The Wolfman Jack boys.
Yeah, this is Beer Run Bobby. Shout out to Beer Run Bobby for letting me know what happened.
With little caras and shit?
Yeah, man. They just took Art LeBeau. If you guys don't know who Art LeBeau is, he is the voice of East LA and pretty much Southern California. The prisons.
All up and down California.
Arizona,
respected,
Texas.
Southwest.
Pretty much the Southwest and some parts of Northern California. Art LeBeau is a guy who does radio, and he does all the oldies but goodies. This is Art LeBeau, and we have a special dedication from Big Shy Girl to Little Shy Girl over there who just got shot. Hey, keep your leg on. It goes out to you.
Art LeBeau, dog. Hell yeah. Wherever there's lowriders in Dayton's, dog.
And it's funny, man. A lot of the shout-outs will be, this is a shout-out to Lopez, who's chilling right now in Folsom Prison in Cell Block CH. You know what to do. Okay. I always wonder if Art LeBeau secretly, and because, you know, people are smart. I wonder if he ever, when he was giving out dedication, was giving out a prison hit to somebody.
Yes, fool. Unknowingly, probably.
Unknowingly.
Dog. Yeah, dude. He's sending kites. I don't think, yeah, I'm sure fucking they use this little wave of communication to get something together, fool.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Oh, chilling.
What's happening, man?
What's up, fool? Podcast with Rodrigo Torres.
Hell yeah.
Yep, and the beautiful Tiffany Haddish.
Hey!
And her new hair. Hair, people.
Her hair with Wonder Woman, eh?
Hey.
What's happening, Tiffany?
Let me get next to you guys.
Oh, I know.
Levato.
Just to get close to you.
Boy. What's up, fool? Podcast. We were just talking nonsense.
With the old savior, Art LeBeau.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about, I don't know, how long have you been in LA your whole life, right?
Yeah, 30-something years.
Guess who wasn't on the radio station last Sunday giving out dedications? Art LeBeau.
He wasn't?
He wasn't. He got cut.
Are you serious?
Serious. We're just talking about how many years he's been on the radio.
Forever.
Giving out.
Since before I was born.
Hell yeah.
He's been on the radio since radio started.
We were saying that this goes out to Little Happy from Big Happy. Love Me Tender.
From Little or Happy.
Yeah, he always was like, and this song goes out to a puppet from.
All those years of pronouncing Mexican names, he always mispronounced them.
Raymundo Salazar.
Oh, somebody's, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not my shit
audio book. My bad.
Audio book.
Yeah, I'm listening to the 48 Laws of Power right now. I'm trying to
Damn.
Get powerful.
Break it down.
Mug.
Shit.
Yeah,
break it down.
I saw an episode of Empire, and Naomi Campbell had mentioned the book. And I said, well, let me check that out. I want to read that. And so then I got it on audio, so I don't have to actually read. I can just listen to it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I got the D. Militon book, Pimps Down, on audio, and the whole time he's shaking. Yeah, man, this one here, man.
Yeah, on top of this plastic.
Do it.
Man, these motherfuckers got plastic. This motherfucker got an aluminum bat. Motherfucker got to get me.
Tell, let people know, Rodrigo has not watched a single episode of Empire. Tell them, how bad is that show?
It's that bad. Show, that show is badass.
It's badass.
I love watching it. It's like all of the like Hollywood drama, all the stuff that you read in the tabloids and stuff about black people that's getting money. Mm-hmm. It's all in that one show.
And is it a take on Barry Gordy or any of the old school shit, or is it just a new version, or it's a whole entire different show?
I think it's a whole entire different show. I think it has maybe a little bit of flavor of Barry Gordy, like with the suits and whatnot, but it's like 50 Cent meets Dr. Dre meets Suge Knight meets
the
everything
Godfather.
Gangsta, like, you know, everything gangsta.
Hell yeah. And one thing, I have a quick question regarding that show, because I haven't even seen it, just fuck bullshitting, got TV and all that, but I have a black friend, he's a brother, he's a comedian, Keith Manning. And
I'm glad you got one.
No, but this is what the whole thing about is that he was saying, man, the only time black shows are successful, man, is when it's black people killing each other, man, dealing drugs. So, but I'm just like, you're saying fuck show fucking good that you gotta watch it, and that fool just right up with, man, I ain't gonna watch it, man. I was like, but I'm gonna watch it.
But it is hella good. Like, Taraji is the shit on the show, okay? Like, she plays this character named Cookie, and Cookie be having these winner lines, these lines that's like crazy. Like, lines that you'll never forget that you want to tweet. Like, queen, you sure messy for a queen. Like, oh, my God. And like, her son's gay on the show, and he got a boyfriend that's Latin. She's like, tell Dora to come on, too. Like, that is hilarious to me. That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. The bitch is hilarious.
She'd be like, yeah, you boo-boo kitty. Later.
Because you guys are all about the Empire show,
She's bad, dude. She's good, and also... The other characters around her, like, she has a gay son named Jamal, you know, and it really deals with how men react to their gay ass son.
Mm-hmm. So it's the shit's real, then.
Yeah, man. Have you ever seen that movie with Little Richard when he was gay? Well, not gay, but very flamboyant. His father tried to beat out of him, too, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he'll put boxing gloves on him, make him fight all the big kids. But he was still dancing, you know? And you see a little bit of that in Empire 2 when his Terrence Howard's character, Lucius.
Yeah, Lucius.
He don't like Jamal.
Like the devil. like
to
Lucifer.
Be all ghetto. Like Lucifer, yeah.
Yeah. He's the devil.
Damn,
that has
dude.
ALS.
He's just like the devil. He's dying of cancer.
Are you serious?
But he had to patch over the pitchfork to somebody.
Damn, dog. Yeah. Okay. So the shit is real. Then.
Yeah, you know, the guy.
And there's
that,
booty, too.
Yeah, the sex galore is sexy.
And clothes and shoes for all you ladies.
Yes. Bomb ass. You be seeing the outfits like, oh, I need them shoes right there. Oh, my God. Can I find them online right now? Like, they need to come up with an app that.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Me and Lisa were saying that.
Where it's like, as soon as your phone, you turn your app on, and then whatever program, and then you see something, it should come right up on your screen. Like, those shoes are Manolo's. That jacket's from TJ Maxx. And then you could just buy
for
it
real.
Online. That would be the ideal app. Whoever makes that app will be rich as shit. That's
That'll
all I got.
That'll be the shit, man. You fucking pause your TV, and then you tap on Terrence Howard's Lucius Gun Pimp.
Yep.
Okay, where can I get that Smith & Wesson?
Or like the statues they be having around, or the paintings, or the furniture. Like,
so everything about the show.
If you could buy any of that stuff, that would be really nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So the acting and the fucking storyline.
Yeah. And you know,
the clothing
and the actors are close. I hold a lot of the actors, well, just one of the actors close to my heart, because back when I was in high school, back in 19, whatever, you know what I'm saying? The one Jamal, the gay son on there, I used to go to school with his sisters, right? And so I used to spend the night over at their house, and I used to try to walk around in my sexy granny panties hoping that he would like me, you know. And we used to make up songs and record songs on tapes. That's when we used to. Tape was hot before, like, you know, actual, like, digital recording and stuff. So we would record songs on tape, and he would, like, put it all together for us, and we would dance to our songs and stuff, or he would, like, mash up music for us. And he was the business. I was a mascot. He used to make my mascot tapes for me. He was so cool. And I'm so happy for him now that he's, like, just blowing up as a singer actor on this show.
He's a really a singer actor?
Yeah. Yeah. He was, like, him and all his sisters and brothers, they used to have their own show with, remember, you know Ralph Harris?
Yeah.
Comedian? Yeah.
Baby Kids.
Yeah. We used to have a sitcom. Not Baby Kids, not that. Not,
that's Robin Harris.
That's
Robin Harris.
Yeah, no, Ralph Harris.
Ralph Harris is the guy with the flat top.
Flat top.
Yeah,
he's a good comic.
Yeah.
He does his grandfather with the glasses.
Yeah, he had his own sitcom back in the day where he had, like, six brothers and sisters, and then their parents died, and he ended up having to take care of all of them. I can't remember the name of the show, but yeah, he was on that show back then, him and all his sisters and stuff. What's his sister now? She was on My Eyes Up, Their Eyes Are Watching God, and a couple of Tyler Perry movies. And she was on that Cosby show. She was the new Raven, Simone. Jury? No. Jazzy? No. Oh, man.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm not even going to lie.
Mike, help us. No.
Mike is white. He doesn't know what black people do.
He's not even Mike.
Huh? Eric. Eric.
It's okay. If I was making a reference towards Ashley Simpson, he would know.
He wouldn't know.
No, he wouldn't know.
Eric, we get a mention of band, like my favorite band, Cake, and he knows.
The drummer, man.
Hilarious. So what's been going on with y'all?
Chilling, man.
Chilling?
Vaping like a fucking fool.
Vaping?
Oh, I just...
Show the shirt, dog.
That's my new
this
shirt.
Fool. This fool. Yeah, I like
this
that.
This fool right here,
this
dog.
Fool.
Yeah. That part, vaping, huh? By vaping what? Weed or vaping tobacco?
Wax and hash and like getting Chinese eye like my mother.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. That's good on my cycle. It's getting close to that time, too, where I need to be vaporized. Vaporize all the evil pain and suffering in my lower back with that good, good.
Man, oh, one day, man, when you see somebody jogging on TV, you can just stop the TV and go, you know what? I want them lungs.
No, right?
They're going to be doing that shit, I'm telling you.
I want them lungs.
Hearts, lungs, organs.
Can I get a lung transplant right here?
Oh, I'm telling you, dog.
In those third world countries, man, where there's more like, there's like way, the 1% is really like 90% of the people.
Yeah.
And the rest of the people are poor. You could just buy a body part whenever you want, huh?
Well, they say that you can go in surgeries in like India and Thailand and all that shit. You go in there to get rid of one, they take two and shit. Mm. Fucking, you know, fucking go back later to Cedars-Sinai talking about where's that kidney, dog?
George Lopez took it.
Hilarious.
They've been doing that shit in Mexico too, dog. I'm gonna say they went in there to fucking put some fake titties on an actress bitch and they take a fucking spleen or something.
That happened to my cousin. She went for a boob implant in Mexico, and then instead of putting it in jail, they put 2 kilos of cocaine in each of them.
Wow, she was high as shit, huh?
Hell yeah.
Everybody's sucking her titties like,
sucking on that shit with your nostrils.
They'd be like this. Let me get a little bump. So what's up, Tiffany Haddish? Rodrigo Torres?
What's up, dog?
Just where did you grow up at?
I grew up in South Central Los Angeles on 54th and Western. And then
shit.
All over the city.
L.A. You know, native.
That foster care. What? Foster's kid? Who is Foster? I don't know. That motherfucker never showed up.
Man, I just know. It's funny, man. The old joke and shit about... It's an old joke. No, just too slow right now. Okay, I tell the old joke. I said I read it. I don't know where I read it. It was where do all the leftover turkeys go on Thanksgiving? Foster Farms. All right, people.
I'll be here all week.
Boom, boom.
So you're from Ba-dum. South Central?
From South Central.
And what's up now with L.A.? They call that shit Central Los Angeles. They don't even call it South Central anymore.
I know, because it's not really that south when you get technical with it.
Oh, okay,
know?
Is
but
that why?
I think they used to call it that because a lot of black people that were from the south moved into that area. And so they said, we're South Central.
Okay.
But really, it's Central L.A. It's right in the middle. It's the safest part of Los Angeles.
Hell yeah.
Really. I mean, not necessarily with the people, but with the environmental ways. You know, it's off the fault lines. They all around. Fault lines are all around South Central. It's in the pocket. When it fog roll in, it don't really roll in the South Central area. You know why? Because it's blessed. It's safe there. If it flood, if the city flood, South Central's still going to be sitting there. I'm telling you.
It don't really get bad in Los Angeles once you pass 75th Avenue. Then you get to 108th and Avalon, then we have trouble.
Yeah.
Don't wear the wrong color.
Man, my first foster home was like on 108th and Normandy.
Damn.
Man, that shit was cray-cray. That lady smoked a lot of weed. That's where I learned about weed at.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. The system. You learn everything in the system.
So why were you a foster kid?
Mom was schizophrenic. That's it.
I read it.
That bitch was crazy. She thought she was Mike Tyson some days.
That's another way of saying crazy.
I got a locked jaw. That's for real. Iron jaw. That's what I meant. Iron jaw. Yeah.
Y'all reading your Wikipedia to say your mom was in a car accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in a car accident, and she basically lost her mind. Yeah, that's pretty much it, right?
And you raise your kid, your own little brothers?
Yeah, I raise my brothers and sisters. I'm so proud of them now. They're doing good, too.
How old are they?
From 30 to 23. All right in that gap right there. Nobody got kids. Everybody trying to live their dream, you know. I'm proud of all of them.
You guys go through the system together?
Yeah, we all pretty much went through.
Man, Mexicans and blacks, shit, man, we'll let you know we don't have kids yet.
Yeah, for real.
We'll fucking throw that shit in
there.
In the
beginning, huh?
And if we have something good, we'll throw that in first. Yeah, man, my brother Lewis, homeowner. No kids. And he ain't gay, by the way. Yeah. He just loved his friend Roger. And that's both of them are my aunts.
Okay. We stay focused.
We're doing it good.
Yes.
My mom kept us in the house.
That part. I always wonder, like, why my brothers and sisters don't have any kids yet. And I'm like, because they're all beautiful, and people always hit on them when they come out with me. And I'm like, oh, I know why. Because I punched them in their privates as a child. I did beat their ass a lot. That might have something to do with it.
You used to discipline your brothers?
They still scared of me to this day. The youngest one's 23, the other one's 27, and both of them are afraid of me. And they're bigger than me. They're like 6'5 and 190, 200 and something pounds, and they are fearful of me.
Yeah, if you successfully get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, I'm the master.
I used to whip my brothers too, man. Yeah. My mom, it was funny, dude. Like my mom would go to like downtown to do some shopping, I guess, or do something. And she would leave the kids, and my little brother would start crying as soon as my mom left. Crying, bro. Like, crying on the window.
Till they, like, throw up and shit, right?
My mom would have to turn. My mom would turn around and come back and beat their ass. That was funny, though, because they were crying because she's leaving. Don't go. Take her with you. We don't want to stay with Felipe. And then my mom would turn around and look around and see them crying and come back and beat their ass, dude. And then she'll leave, and then they'll start fucking around, bro, and I'll take my belt off, and I'll start beating their ass, too.
Yo mando, though.
My turn, motherfucker. I have plans, man. I'm going to take care of four kids. I want to be a teenager. Hello?
Yes.
Fuck, dude.
Guaranteed, if you leave kids in the possession of a teenager, they're going to get their ass beat.
They're going to get body slammed.
If siblings, for sure. I'm fucking you
up. Let me tell you something, man. You leave. My mama would leave my little brother with me. That's when I would practice the figure four leg lock on people. I would get my little brother in a Boston crab. You know, that's what little brothers are for. Little brothers are for one reason. To plug in the extension cord after you taped it. And to practice wrestling moves on. What's the worst thing you ever did to one of your little brothers?
Man, I used to fuck them up. I used to make them do shit they never would want to do. Like, I used to make my one brother grease my scalp. I used to make him grease my scalp. I used to be like, you gonna grease my scalp, part it, and scratch my dandruff up, and then put grease on it. I love that. I love my brother for that now. I love him for that. What else did I used to make him do? I used to make him take out the trash and stuff like boys are supposed to. I used to make him watch all the, like, Nickelodeon shows with me and stuff, and make me oatmeal. And, bring me water. Shit like that. I didn't make him do too much. When I think about it, it's not bad at all. But my little cousin now, I tied that motherfucker up to a fence and hosed him down on a cold winter day for stealing my diary.
Tied him to the
fuck
fence.
That. He had to go.
Fence, tied him to the fence. It was just actually a girl I tied, but she like a boy now. But I tied her to the fence and hosed her ass down. And now they call her Chris Brown. She be fighting everybody in jail. Yeah. I feel like it's my fault a little bit that she went to jail.
She should have been snooping around.
I think one of my brothers was reading my other brother's love letters, I think, man. Like somebody, he was going to write a letter to somebody, and then he caught my brother reading it, I think, man.
He caught that fool with the first draft, dog.
But he really beat his ass. My brother Angel beat up my other brother because he was on his phone with his girlfriend, and he was telling his girlfriend, I can't go to your house tomorrow. And then she kept saying, why? I just can't. Then my other little brother on the other phone, he said, because he's going to TJA.
Fuck.
My brother dropped the phone right upstairs. And you could hear like the fighting on the other line. Pop, pop, pop.
He didn't even hang up.
My brother was too embarrassed to tell his girlfriend that he's going to Tijuana, Mexico, bro.
with the family? Because everybody's going to go to the other.
My little brother said, he's going to TJA.
I was thinking, like, fuck, how old is this fool?
I know, that's party? Thing, like, if he's 18, like, yeah, but if he's 12. Like, 12, like, who gives a fuck? We're going to Tijuana.
But that's with the family members. You always have an extra ass whipping for your, you know, amongst family, but brothers and sisters, fuck, everything goes, dog. It's like a hardcore street fight.
Yeah.
Let's probably hold the fool back and get that last lick.
I remember I beat my one brother up so bad. He had to go into a separate foster home. I fucked his ass.
Damn, gotta move out.
Huh? Yeah, what had happened was my sister and him was making Ovaltine, right? And they was making it hot. So my sister had stirred it up and was like, taste it. And so he tasted it. It was too hot and it burned his tongue. So he was like, I'm gonna get you back. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't do it on purpose. So he waited like a whole day. And then he got a spoon, put it on the fire, came up to her and smacked her in the cheek with it and held it on her cheek. Burned a hole in her face, right? And this bitch is yellow like Mariah Carey.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Light, bright Mariah Carey light. Right, so when I seen her face burnt up, I said, "What happened? Who did this to you?" She's like, "Lance, Lance." And I said, "Where that motherfucker at?" Right. So I go find him, and I just commenced to beating his ass. Right, just chomping him like pow pow, getting him all in the ribs and stuff. And I was like, "You apologize?" He's like, "I will never apologize. I will never apologize." That's what she get. That's what she get. And I was like, "Oh yeah, well this what you get." So I start choking the shit out of his ass. Right, throwing him up against the wall, choking him. My other sister trying to get me off of him. My grandma comes. She trying to get me off of him. He turning blue. I'm like, fuck this. He's going to die today. I'm getting tired of this shit.
Damn.
And so then, yeah. Because he was like breaking doors, busting windows. He was just bad. Right? So then my grandma finally gets me off of him, puts me in the bathroom. I'm trying to kick the bathroom door in. Like, no, I got to finish the job. I got to finish it. I got to kill this motherfucker. So basically, social worker come, give my grandma two choices. You going to keep him or keep her? Who do you want to keep? And she was like, well, she helped me babysit, and I really don't have that many problems out of her. And he keep breaking shit and costing me extra money. You can take him. He need one-on-one attention. So he got, like,
damn,
in his own foster home and stuff. He mad at me now still about that, but whatever. He could have died that day. He lucky.
That fool got transferred.
That fool got transferred.
God damn, dog.
Oh, my God, man.
He shouldn't be burning holes in bitches' faces, especially not your sister. And so,
it's tough, man.
Hell, yeah. Kids are crazy, dog.
Man, if that would have happened in my house, dude, the same thing would have happened, but with my dad beating us up. And the sad thing is that
you had a dad.
The sad thing is nobody had to go. You got to sit there and watch the person that hits you every day.
Yeah, get fucked up.
Man, too bad there wasn't the internet back then. God damn.
Man, I probably could have gotten a lot of trouble for that, but he burned a hole in her face.
That's like, oh my God, man.
How do you deal with that
healed
shit
up.
Like
it healed up. We was putting aloe vera on it every day and bag bomb and all kind of shit trying to heal her face. But it looked good now. She got a husband now.
Meanwhile, your brother. meanwhile, your brother was at the other foster care going,
getting molested and shit.
That's fucked up.
I don't think he got molested, but I definitely know he had to fight a lot. I know that. He had to learn how to fight.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, he's still mad at me about that.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like 15, 16, and he was like, I think he was 10.
No,
little. Seven. He was like 8. He was like 8 or 9. Yeah.
Like probably
she was like 6. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. When brothers fight, it's crazy, man. Because I think my brother, he broke my other brother's arm. And they're in their 20s when it happened.
What was that about,
be fighting. Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know, because like, one of my brother's a crackhead, and she probably stole his pants. Dude, it was crazy. Like, I could hold one time, but what happened? They're both eating and shit. Oh, this fool broke my arm.
Damn.
It's cool now.
So what happened now? What happened when how did you get involved with comedy camp at the Laugh Factory? You are our third person we had that's been on comedy camp. Juan Garcia Chepo, yeah. Melissa Villaseñor, she was comedy camp.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But she was in foster care or something like that. Her mom threw her in there.
And her mom was like, you're going to be famous.
You got to meet some friends. Okay, you got to make friends somewhere.
Yeah. Blend in.
I got in there through my social worker. I was getting in trouble in school for talking too much, being crazy and stuff. Having imaginary friends and shit like that. And
Social worker is what you get before probation and parole officer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, pretty much. And she was getting tired of coming up to the school. I was going to school out in the valley. I was getting bussed out to the valley. That was supposed to make me a better person.
What school?
I went to Hell Middle School and El Camino Real High School. What? Elka? What? ECR? What? They got my name on the wall and everything. Yep, number one mascot, 1999.
You were a mascot?
Yeah, I was a conquistador. I was a Mexican soldier.
And you dressed up like a soldier?
Yeah, I dressed up like a Mexican soldier.
Like a soldier.
Like Cortez.
Yeah, huh? I dressed up like I was out of a Shakespearean play or something. And I had the Nike spray painted gold to look like boots and gold tights. And I had the little shorts and the cape and shit. And I was supposed to wear a helmet. I was supposed to wear this big hat. And it was supposed to be like this Mexican man face. But I said, I will not wear a head. I will be my own head. And I will wear the helmet, though. So I wore the helmet, but not the head. And then I was like the only talking mascot in the valley. I was fucking famous. I was so famous at that school. I could have had any football player, but I didn't. But I tried. they didn't want to fuck me. They said they'd bring bad luck. Fuck the mascot. But
fuck the conquistador.
But yeah, so
what happened when we were 0-70? What happened? Oh man, fuck the mascot.
Yeah, we went to championships and everything. We won. We went to the Coliseum. All that. I was the best mascot ever. I brought the school so much luck. Academic decathlon. I was the shit. I mean, whenever I'm somewhere, things go up. That's all I got to say. Things go up for that whole organization.
Yeah, man.
I even got paid to mascot. They paid me $50 a game. I had quit because I wanted to have sex. I had quit my junior year because I was like, nah, I can't get a boyfriend. Don't nobody want to do it to me. All my friends are having sex. I want to have sex. And I can't get no boyfriend if I'm the mascot. It's not popping off. And so I quit. And the dean called me to the office, was like, what is it going to take to get you back on the field? Our numbers are going down. People aren't coming to the games like they used to because you're not there. And I'm like, well, I need a boyfriend. So either you give me a boyfriend or you pay me. How much money do you want? I was like, I want to get paid. He was like, we'll give you $25. I was like, nope, can't do it for $25. Can't do it. Won't do it. He's like, okay, $25 and an A. Nope, can't do it for $25
and an A.
I need a boyfriend. I need a boyfriend. He was like, okay, what about $50? I was like, $50? I'm there. Every single game, everything, like I was there. I mean, to be, you know, 16, 17 years old, getting $50 a game, that's like the shit right there.
It's a $50 spot right there.
That's what's up. Yeah. I had to give an invoice and everything. That's when I learned how to make money, man.
Why you got paid to mascot?
I got paid because nobody would come to
me. I never thought about that, bro. Like, nobody wants to sleep with a mascot. Like, like, do you want to graduate from my high school? People ask, oh, yeah, you were the guy who fucked the Rough Rider, huh? You fucked the Rough Rider, right? The guy with the... It was like that Seinfeld episode where Elaine was dating the Wiz.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see the fucking
yeah,
bad
man.
Boy.
What the, I don't, yeah, man. The motherfucker, he fucked. Man, his mom fucked Worthington Ford. Go see cow, pussy cow, pussy cow.
On an elephant, yes.
Hilarious. Pussy cow. I thought that's what they would say to
me. I thought it was pussy cow. Ghosty cow.
Yeah, ghosty cow. Yeah.
Cow. And his dog, Spot.
Dude, that little fool, old man saved life forever, huh, fool?
Yeah, made a shitload of money with that pussy cow.
giving out loans to the hood.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but, I never really answered your question, huh? So, basically, my social worker was like, you got two choices this summer. You can go to Laugh Factory Comedy Camp or you can go to psychiatric therapy. And I was like...
Good choices.
I was like, which one... And got drugs. Which one am I going to have to do drugs on? She said, if you go to psychiatric therapy, you're going to have to be on drugs because something's wrong with you, so you need to go. And I was like, no, I'll go to the comedy camp. And it changed my life. That's the first time, like, man told me I was beautiful and didn't make me feel dirty. Like, and they taught me communication skills, when to be funny, when not to be funny, how to write a joke. You know, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience.
Who are the comedians you met there?
I met Chris Spencer there. I met Quincy Jones came one time, which was super awesome. Charles Fleischer, who was the voice of Roger Rabbit, who was like my idol at the time because that really inspired me to be funny and silly. Also, who showed up? Oh, the Wayans, Sean and Marlon showed up. David Alan Greer came through. It was a star-studded. Dane Cook came through. It was a lot of celebrities, you know what I'm saying? It was Harlan Williams. I'll never forget that. Harlan Williams was the best. It was good.
Rocket Man, right?
Yeah, Rocket Man.
What, did you graduate?
Yeah, I graduated. And
they gave you a check?
They gave me a check for $25.
What? We had Melissa. We had Melissa here. She said it was $100.
Yeah, my brother went through the camp and he got like $120. I was like, what the fuck? Like, how they getting all this money? And like, you only gave me $25. Like,
did your brother have any jokes about getting beat down?
No, but he had a joke about him wearing maxi pads in his shoes because I told him that's what pads were for.
Did Apple believe you put them under there?
Yeah, he put them in his shoes for the longest. I told him to keep his feet smelling good.
I would have burned a bitch with a spoon too.
Now this is my youngest one. Yeah,
he was little
in gym and stuff in junior high, and then it's like, "What, man? What's that in your shoes?" It's like, "It's to keep your feet fresh, man. You gotta put them in your shoes." It's like, dude, that's a maxi pad. I mean, it's like, nah, that's
a maxi pad.
I'm gonna leave it in there. My foot is fresh.
Yeah, his feet never stank until he stopped wearing maxi pads on his shoes. That's all I'm saying.
My foot had wings. Yeah. He invented Air Jordans.
Pussy footing.
He pussy footing for sure.
He was gelling.
I bet you he probably doing it now. He probably doing it now, like, shit, my feet stink. Let me put a max pad in my shoe. It's get super absorbent. It's hot outside. I'm going to wear these shoes with no socks. I'm going to put this extra absorbent max pad in. I need an overnight one. I got big feet. I wear a size 13. I need an overnight pad.
God damn,
because those are so long. They're like, fucking a go from your belly button to the top of your booty crack.
All the women out there appreciating this one.
If you feeling like you sleeping with a diaper on, swear to God, like somebody just put a pillow between. If you ever want to see what it feel like to have a big ass maxi pad on, just put a pillow between your legs and try to walk around. This shit is uncomfortable as fuck.
Start a fire and shit.
Yeah, your thighs probably together and all that. And look,
I think
like
I saw a picture
there.
Once.
It probably keeps your balls fresh. I'm just saying, your balls will probably smell a lot better. Men's balls will smell so much better if they wore maxi pads or panty liners to absorb their sweat. Then your balls will stay fresh all day.
All you gotta do is just glue it on the side of your thighs.
Unglue that
right
shit.
Right there where that little extra sweat build up, you never have a chance to get to. Just like, don't put the maxi pad on your ball, but on the side of your thighs right here where the balls rub. Right there, man.
Keeping it
check
fresh.
How much dirt is on there at the end of the day.
The fool's forehead we know, though.
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you start doing comedy thereafter at the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, I started doing comedy for a while. And then once I got emancipated and stuff, I became homeless. I had to stop doing comedy because it wasn't paying nothing. You know, it was just giving me $25 a spot. Wasn't really doing anything for me. So I was supposed to go to NYU. I got accepted in NYU, but I didn't want to leave like my brothers and sisters behind. I'd never been out of California at that point. I was just scared. So I said, I'm going to go to Santa Monica and I'm going to just get a degree in something there. And so I went to Santa Monica for a while and I got me a job because I was homeless. I needed to make some money and I was like sleeping on people's couches and in my car. So I got a job working at Alaska Airlines. Well, first American, then Air New Zealand, then Alaska. And I enjoyed it very much so. And I became very depressed. And then I ended up in psychiatric therapy. And the therapist was like, what makes you happy? I was like, seeing people's teeth, like seeing people smile. Like, that makes me happy. Hearing ha 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 behind that really like turns me on. That's like my favorite thing in the world. She's like, well, why don't you do comedy as a hobby? And so I started it as a hobby. And like, after just a month, I was like making money. Like, people wanted to give me $50 here, $20 there. I was like, shit, this is what I need to do. And yeah. And that's what I've been doing.
You've been doing it for a while now?
Mm-hmm.
You've been married? Oh, of course.
Married and divorced.
I knew you when you were married.
Married the same dude again and divorced again.
Yeah. Back again.
What's love got to do with it?
Love ain't got shit to do with it. Love ain't got shit to do with it, man. I could love you and not marry you. That's one thing I learned.
That's funny. Your husband was like, I met him. Mm-hmm. He was like a blue-collar guy. Like, go to work, come back home type of guy. How you meet a guy like that?
He stalked
Straightforward.
Me. He stalked me. He saw me on Bill Bellamy's Who's Got Jokes and
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he found my dad and stuff. Like, he did some shit that I, you know, because I never even knew my dad. Last time I saw my dad, I was 3. So when he found him for me, I was like, damn, he really liked me. Oh, my God. Like... And so, yeah, I let him.
She's so fine. I want to meet her dad before her.
We're getting good with this man.
Yeah, he did that. He did that. Tricked the shit
that's
out
like
of
you,
me.
That's what you should have do, huh?
What? What the fuck are you trying to do this for?
You showed up to that girl's house.
Whose house?
Remember you said you showed up to Wickstake's house?
Oh, no, but I already knew her, dog. Okay. Yeah, not like all cold like that.
Nah, mine.
I was like, I was thinking wind, dog. Nah.
So all cold.
Yeah, dick, not like that.
That's funny. He did stalk you, but he did his investigation.
He did investigation. Like, he saw me on TV. We had met on a cruise, like, before, like, maybe 6 or 5 years before that.
Swam to the boat, got on top one.
No.
Pirate.
On the boat, he followed me around with a camera the whole time. And
shut
he
up!
He told me that he used to work, that
Rodrigo,
he was a police.
Take notes.
And so I gave him my phone number.
He said
like,
He said he was a police?
Yeah, he told me he was a police, and I was like, oh, it's always good to have a police friend. And at that time in my life,
I bust a little Neo real quick.
I was on some trying to destroy the law's life. Like, I was on some, like, I'm a.
He's pontificating over.
I'm sorry.
Wow, dude.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
So, I gave him my number. We talked on the phone for like a year, and then I just realized, oh, he's old. Like, I'm doing too much. Like, I don't want him.
He was older than you?
Changed my number. Yeah, he was like 12 years older than me. And I was like 21 at the time when I first met him. And then when I was like 26, he popped back up. He had said he had been trying to find me, but he couldn't find me. Like, he couldn't remember how to spell my last name. He was spelling
lost
it wrong.
At sea.
And then he turned on TV one day. He said he does not like comedy. He really did not like comedy. But he was just had an argument with his girlfriend, and he was flipping through the channels, and Bill Bellamy, Who's Got Jokes, was on, and he was like, "Let me see this. Maybe this will make me feel better." And then I came out like, "Hey, girl, what's up?" Hey. He was like, "I know that voice. Oh my God, that's the mole." Like, and he said he had been.
Who's this little angel?
Yeah, he said he had been watching the video that he made on the cruise ship. Like, every time he would get mad or depressed, he would watch that video. And it would make him happy. And so
Star 80.
So, damn, dog.
So then he saw how to spell my name right, because I was on TV, and he started looking for me. And he couldn't find anything online except that I had a P.O. box. And he was like, if I write her a letter, she's probably not going to write me back. So let me try something else. So he was, at the time, an investigator, detective, and stuff.
That's how I got in the business.
So
he was a sleuth.
Yeah.
Fucking Sherlock Holmes over here.
Yeah, so he started calling up his little connects at the phone companies. Located my number and paid the dude a lot of money for my phone number. And he called me, and I remembered who he was immediately. And I was like, dang, if you could find me, maybe you could find my daddy. He was like, I'll find your daddy.
I got him right here.
Cost you.
Hostage and shit.
He said, it's going to cost you. I said, oh, I'll pay you whatever you want. I'm thinking I'm going to give him a little pussy, maybe a few $100 or something, you know, go on a couple of dates.
This motherfucker found my conquistador outfit.
And he was living in Savannah, Georgia at the time. And that motherfucker said, I want you to marry me. That's what I want. I just busted up laughing like, yeah, sure. Okay. I'll marry you. You're not even going to find him. I've been looking for him since I was 16. You're not going to find him. And then we talked on the phone every day for like 3 weeks. And then, boom, he found my daddy. I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to honor this. I don't even remember what he looked like. Like, because he didn't send me no pictures or nothing. His Facebook didn't have shit on it, really.
It's a user profile.
But an imposter.
Yeah, so. So I was like, I was telling myself I wasn't going to honor it or nothing. Then I had filmed a movie down in Georgia, and I had drunk dialed him. I was in Louisiana drunk dialing, right? And called him, was like, you should come over here. He was like, I'm on my way. And then 9 hours, he drove.
He said, I know this pussy going to be good.
That's wow. the thing. He didn't even try to fuck me or nothing when he came, when he showed up.
Gentleman.
Yeah, he was a complete gentleman. He slept on the couch in my hotel room. Like, he was a complete gentleman.
Does that,
and he took me shopping and stuff and bought me things. He's, I started thinking,
he slept
like,
with her shoes.
And I started thinking,
a little gold shoes.
Is he gay? Like, how you not trying to get this pussy? What is wrong with you? Like, you know, and he did that three weekends in a row. He drove
That's
us
how
there.
I work.
And then he, then it was his birthday, and I flew to his place, and I
he's
saw
a Gemini?
His house. No, he's a Leo.
Oh.
Yeah, so then I flew to his place.
King
Why,
Leo.
Where do you get Gemini from? Anyways.
What's a Gemini?
I fly to his place in Savannah, Georgia, and it's his birthday, and I'm like, he takes me to his house, and I was like, oh my God, this house is so nice. This is so nice. Like, I don't care if you are gay. I'm fucking the shit out of you. Like, that's what I was saying in my mind. And then I had to take him down. Like, he's trying to fight me off a little bit, but I got that thing. And then my soul had left my body, and my soul was like, this is your husband. You gotta lock this in.
This is your husband.
This is the best thing you ever had, bitch. If you don't lock this in, I swear to God, your life is gonna be miserable. You gotta lock him in. And I was like, clank, clank, and I locked down with my coochie muscles. And I was like, where my ring at? When you gonna give me my ring? And then a month later.
God damn.
A month, 2 months later, after him like just popping up on me a gang of times out here in L.A., he would just pop up and shit. And, like
comedian, just pop-ups.
Yeah, he does pop-ups like comedians. Yes, he would just pop up. And I didn't think nothing of it, you know. In my mind, I was just like, he really loved me. And then he brought me a ring at the comedy club and proposed to me and stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, he really loved me. Then he moved out here and shit. Like, I was like, he really, really loved me. Brought his kids and shit. And I was like, wait a minute, is he trying to get me to babysit? Like,
he brought his kids?
Yeah.
She's so, yeah.
They need a mama.
I heard you know how to take care of kids.
Yeah.
Put these fools in line.
I heard you real good at taking care of kids. You know how to whip that ass. You know how to beat them just enough where you don't kill them.
I read your file.
That's what it said.
Shut up. God.
He read your criminal file? These guys are.
I didn't even have a criminal file. My
man, he works for.
I'm in the system, man.
He works for Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Hilarious.
Oh,
I was watching
God,
this show the other night.
Dude.
But, yep, that's what had happened. And we got married.
Damn, he put in some work.
Oh yeah, he put it all in.
Yeah, and then then we just realized. Well, I realized I wasn't compatible with that.
With what?
With his ways.
Staying home.
Yeah, let's say that.
Not drinking.
Yeah, he didn't like me drinking.
Yeah, you can only have one drink a night.
He like when I drink and smoke weed if I let him fuck me in the ass. But if I wasn't letting him fuck me in the ass, then it's a problem. You have a problem now. Now that's a problem. Oh, but if I open this ass up, then it's all good. Then I should be smoking and drinking all the time. Like, fuck you, sir. Fuck you that I'm not gay in the booty.
Damn. You, now every time I think about the time you and I snuck around to smoke weed, I said, man, she was avoiding that ass.
Damn.
We snuck around a couple of times in lobby.
Yeah, sneak around the side of the building and smoke some weed.
We used to rub moles together and go, okay, it's time.
Mole power. Where's
mole
the weed?
Power. Where's the weed at?
It's okay.
We did always used to do that, touch each other moles. Mole power.
Holy moly.
The power of the mole. We should make that a superhero thing. We should do that. Shoot, as a sketch.
Hell yeah.
You can't be in our clique unless you got a mole. Where your moles at?
Fuck, I just got blemishes, man.
I saw your husband one time at the Long Beach. He had just came from somewhere, and I was just showing up. I think you were hosting, and he was sweating, man. And he was sweating, bro. He was sweating, bro. His forehead, and I don't know. I think he you told me or he told me. Yeah, man. I had to go drive. I don't know, an hour to change somebody's tire.
What?
He had told me that he changed somebody's tire, one of your relatives' tire, in the middle of the road.
Motherfucker. See, this is why I'm not with his
lying ass fool. No.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
I don't want to start
but
shit.
But that makes so much sense why he disappeared for like 2 hours.
Yeah, cause no. Honestly, like, he told me, or you told me.
I didn't tell you.
Cause he was sweating. And I said, yeah, man, one of her friend's car broke down and she had to go over there and change the tire. And I remember I told Lisa, well, that's a nice husband right there. What did he do? Yeah, he changed somebody's tire.
Not my friends. Not none of all my friends got AAA. These bitches don't need him to come change shit. Motherfucking lie. This is why, you know, let me shut up. One of her friends, my ass. Not none of my hoes. This is his bitches. You know, never mind. I'm not finna get into this shit.
Yeah, we'll cut this off.
Because you know what? Because that motherfucker was sneaky as shit. Now, I don't know.
He's a sleuth.
He's sneaky motherfucker. Like, I don't know if he actually cheated on me or not. That is not why I left. But.
You were suspicious.
All roads lead to hell. Yeah, he probably did. And that's why I went and got massages with happy endings. At the end.
They got them for women, too? They got them for women,
this
too?
This place in Alhambra? Woo! Little Korean
guy. I'm sure
they
guy, do, dog.
Little Korean guy named Mr. Kim.
Mr. Kim.
Nah, his name was not Mr. His name was Sky. But he used to rub the shit out of my monkey. Like, he had, damn. You know, that's the thing that was really awesome about it, too. Like, I give $50. I'm going to get a nice back rub, nice, you know, massage, a good massage. And
a real one?
Then I'm going to turn over, right? And then I can leave my titties out. He's going to massage my titties, and he's going to massage my lips. And that's it. I ain't got to touch his dick. He ain't got to.
He'll
gotta,
play with
I
my buttons.
I ain't got to get busted off.
Listen up,
nothing.
Ladies.
Like, that shit is the best.
I always thought.
I
and
bet,
then
dude.
I just go away. I thank you.
I just go
leave
away.
Leave a $20 tip. Leave $20. Damn. Play $70.
That's lucky
that's
bastard,
a lot of work for $20.
To rub my monkey. I mean, the massage be like 30 minutes. That's and I'm out.
That little Korean man.
And he always,
family.
And the first time it happened, he was like, oh, your body's so nice. And I was like, thank you. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up and he was rubbing my, monkey. And I was like,
God.
And the first time I stopped.
Are they hiring?
The first time I stopped. But the next time I went back, I was like, I'm not stopping shit this time. You do what you do, mister.
That's a trip, dude. God, I never heard like
Sky.
That.
Thank you, Sky.
That's crazy. I never thought that it worked both ways. I thought it was just for the man.
Yeah.
Because usually when there's like the woman, it's funny, man. Like, it starts off gentle and slow. You get a back massage, you know, and then like, she starts getting between your legs. Then she goes to that part where a man needs a tampon on it. And then her little knuckle rubs your balls a little bit. And then right there, you have a decision. You're going to move your balls to the right so she won't touch that knuckle, or you're going to move to the left and let her know it's time to show me where the ATM is.
What's the ATM got to do with this?
And it's funny, like, you're making eye contact. You're speaking with only eye contact with her. And you know, when you nod back and forth, she knows that where's the ATM-a.
Mm-mm. I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know.
I never knew it happened like that with women, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, he said my body.
Lisa, what
nice,
happened?
So what killed me is that you woke up.
And I stopped him the first time, but then I went back. Because I was like stressed out. I wasn't getting no sex or nothing. I'm going through this divorce and everything. Fuck it. I need my coochie rub. And I'm not having sex. I'm getting a full body massage. With a great release. I was relaxed and ready to take on the world and create success.
Wax on, wax off.
And that's how you don't get pregnant.
Hang out with Mr. Miyagi in there.
Sky. That's his name, Sky.
Goddamn.
Sky, because you're floating, bro.
Man, you feel like you be feeling good. He's ugly, too, but whatever. His hands are soft. Old man, soft hands.
It's a mean ass little creep, huh?
Soft hands, but strong. Soft, but strong. I like that.
Was he tall?
Nah, he's like Asian.
Damn, I would like to see that episode.
You know what? To be honest with you, I couldn't tell you if he was really tall or not because I was laying down. I never seen him outside, like just in the room. Then he would go away. Then I
mean, did you ever see his kneecaps?
Never seen his kneecaps. I seen his toes and some slippers when I was looking through the little hole.
That's an episode you won't see on that show, Fresh Off the Boat.
Fresh Off the Monkey, though.
off the Monkey Massage.
So you've been on Chelsea lately?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Raven. You were young then. You were, That's a Raven, huh?
Yeah, I was younger.
You were acting?
Yeah. Well, I was doing stand-up, and I had my agent was like, you need to be acting. That's how you're going to make money as a comedian. So I started going on auditions, and that was like one of my first book gigs.
Did Jamie Masada ever manage you?
Yes, Jamie Masada managed me for about 3 years, maybe four. Yeah.
She's still managing you?
Nah, he's not managing me now. Nope. Not right now.
But you gotta get along, right?
Yeah, we get along great. Good. Yeah, yeah. I remember when I fired him as my manager, I hired him as a consultant. Because I know the reputation of once you fire him, he don't let you in the club no more. So I fired him as a manager, gave him a check, you know, paid him. Like, here's the money that I owe you for, you know, the gigs that I have incurred at this point. And I'd like to hire you as a consultant instead, because I feel like your counseling is much more better than your managing skills. And he was like, okay, buddy. Like, I wrote a letter and everything. And it's like, okay, buddy, I can't believe you gave me check. What integrity. And he's like, nobody ever paid me like they're supposed to pay me.
That's sad.
I can't believe this.
The managers that I've had, I've always paid them no matter what. You know, here's your 10%.
Yeah.
If they were involved.
Right.
But every once in a while, like, they were not involved and I give them shit. But if it was a gig, I would have paid them first.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Some comics don't do that. Like,
shit's going to get back.
It gets backed up. I know, like, some comedians that have never paid this one guy I know, but he still gives them the gigs and he's late on the 10%. Like, if somebody gives me a gig for $700 and he tells me, Felipe, you're going to give me $200 off that $700, that's just my fee, but you're going to still make $500. Okay, I'm cool with it.
Right.
I'm going to still make $5, but it's when they surprise you later.
If they don't
tell me first.
Tell me first.
Don't be coming with that bullshit later after the fact.
No, because if you tell me 10% and then you give me a gig that's paying $700 and then you tell me you want $200, I'm like, you get $70 because 10%. Like, what are you talking about? And then if they say, well, you know, blah, 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 work it out with me beforehand, I'm cool with it. But if it come off the we going to have a problem.
Yeah, man, you're a manager.
Houston, Tiffany's choking people out again. I'm going to be fucking some shit up.
Listen, man, you're a manager, not a mathematician.
Yeah, that part.
Don't forget that consulting fee.
Yeah, you get that from the people that you brought me to. You tell them to give you a, you know, commission for finding me, a finder's fee or something like that. But don't try to fuck me in the ass. I came with the talent. I got divorced for part of that reason. Can't get fucked in the ass sober.
God damn, dude.
At least give me drunk. At least get me fucked up before you fuck me, you know?
No, huh? An incentive?
Yeah.
That would be funny if your husband would have came up to be, yo, Philip, you got that joint for Tiffany?
Hey, I'm trying to fuck her in her ass tonight.
Give her some NJ.
You're going to need an accomplice.
Clever, one time you hit a bowl and then you took a drink real fast. Then you went, you took a gum and you took off.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking to myself, man, I can't believe she can't do what she wants.
I couldn't do nothing that I wanted.
You weren't made to be on no leash, huh?
Nah, man, this pit bull was made to run wild. This unicorn. I'm unicorn mixed with pit bull.
How did you come up with that unicorn?
Because I destroy negative energy. Like, when you think of a unicorn, you can't even think of nothing bad. Like, you think of a unicorn, you just automatically be like, happy. Like, it's so beautiful. Stars. But this what you don't know about unicorns is unicorns got horns. You know why unicorns got horns? So they could kill negativity. They stab that shit right in the heart. And when I come into the room, right, you can't even help but to be positive. You afraid to be negative because you know that I will stab that negativity right in its soul. I will kill your negativity. And that's what unicorns do. And that's what I do. I'm the last black unicorn. I'm beautiful.
You know, I'm absolutely funny.
We had a beauty corn.
When we had Melissa here, she talked about that. She used to pee when she laughs. She wets herself a lot.
Does she have a baby or something?
No, she just wets herself. And I told her
she needs a kegel.
Because we called her right after you had to do your thing, and I remember when she said, "Wow, you pee?" I said, "Damn, man, we replaced a queefer with a peer." And we cut that off because nobody's going to get that part.
Yeah.
Now that we have you here.
Yeah. Hilarious.
There's a microphone right there. Nah.
Oh, you trying to get me to queef?
That was crazy, man, when you did my room and you fucking did it. They fucking went crazy.
They did go crazy, huh? I remember that.
Because it's crazy. That's why.
Huh? Yeah, well, I was doing that.
Insane.
I booked you for my show on the Brea when I had Taco Tuesday.
Yep. And they went insane. I was like, I don't know why. What even got me into talking about it? But something I said. I mean, I was like, I got coochie power. I got control of my monkey. And yeah, I mean, a queef will remove negative energy from a room, too. A good queef. A good queef on command is always, it's healthy.
So what you got going on next?
Next, well, I just shot a pilot with Gerard Carmichael called Go Gerard Go. And I'm super excited about it. I hope it gets picked up. It's with NBC. And I worked on it with Loretta Devine and David Alan Greer, which is like a full circle come around. Like, hey, look at this. You were my mentor. Now look at you. And who else is on there? Little Raw Howery and Amber West and Gerard Carmichael. So it was super fun doing that. And next, I got a show coming up this Saturday, Valentine's Day, at Harvell's in Long Beach. Two shows. I think it's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. And I plan on fucking on a yacht after that. First, I got to find a yacht.
Where can they get tickets at for this show?
They can get the tickets probably from Harvell's. Or online. It's the Nasty Show, doing it with Sam Tripoli.
Oh, the Nasty Show with Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, with Sam Tripoli, yeah. So, yeah. Probably just go on my Twitter, Tiffany Haddish, and, you know, look at my feed and then see where I put the flyer up, and then it'll tell you where you can get tickets. They cheap as hell. They ain't paying me shit. So, it'd be nice to see people there. They ain't paying a bitch nothing.
Nothing.
I can't even pay my light bill on what they paying me, but it's cool. I owe some money.
She's doing these shows for followers.
I'm doing these shows for exactly for followers.
Hey, it's cool.
How was that show? They paid now, man, but I ended up getting 30 followers at the end of the show.
Yeah. That's
better than buying them.
I know. What people are out here buying followers.
I don't get that email. Is it real email?
Yeah.
Get more followers.
Yeah, somebody
get more likes.
To get followers or whatever. And I was like, why is he sending me this? And I looked at his page. His Twitter had 100 and some thousand followers, but his Instagram had 30 followers. Like, yeah. That don't even make no fucking sense. Like, it's clear.
And nobody at the show.
The ratio is off here. These are not real followers. And I was like, do you think people are really that dumb? Like, if you don't buy followers, buy them all across the board, stupid.
Zero retweets.
Yeah. Zero retweets. No likes. No favorites.
No favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody clicking on your invite.
What you been doing, Felipe?
Vegan. No, I got married.
I remember. Yeah. Congratulations. It's about damn time.
Yeah. 8 years. And
count. I know.
I'll be at the Flappers Comedy Club on Valentine's Day, Friday, Thursday through Saturday. All the shows are sold out, people, so sorry, man.
Yeah, so come to my shit.
Yeah, go to Long Beach. Yeah. Go to the Nasty Show with Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
I did the Nasty Show with Sam Tripoli at the Hollywood Improv and that porn star show, the Belladonna.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's always like
striptease.
Crazy porno stars and stuff. I did it for them at the Girls, the strip club right off La Brea and Sunset. And I thought it was going to be like super awkward, but that shit was packed and there was all kind of porno people in there. And I felt so beautiful. I really did because I was the only normal person there. You know, like, I had all regular body parts. Men were like gawking at me because they couldn't believe it was all natural. They're like, oh my God, all
natural.
That's
a real one right there.
Except for her hair. But everything else is real. Excuse me, I farted. I couldn't help myself.
Ah, goddamn, dude. I haven't smelled shit yet.
I had a big thing of beans I made yesterday. And it's
smells like roses.
Yeah, man.
My farts smell pretty good. I'm keeping pretty clean in there. I'm sorry, what else you doing?
I'll put that fart in a little Ziploc bag, send it to your ex.
Airmail.
My little brother used to do that, man. We used to be wrestling fools, and then my brother would like hard fart instead of a sandwich bag, and he'll close it up and then run up to somebody and put it in their face.
Hilarious. Would it still be smelling there?
Yeah.
Ew.
Instead of sandwich bag, though.
What's up, people? I'll be in Chattanooga, Tennessee at the Comedy Catch, February 26th through March 1st. March 5th through 8th, I'll be at the Irvine Improv. March 12th through the 15th, Houston Improv. Sacramento, March 21st at Harlow's Nightclub. Pittsburgh Improv, I'm going there for the first time. Anybody in Pennsylvania, please show up. March 26th to the 29th, looking to eat some Indian food there.
That sound like your ass going to be on fire.
On fire.
Yeah, it's going to be singing.
El Scorcho. Did you watch the Grammys? Did you go there? Did you live tweeting?
I didn't go to the Grammys.
Did you see Rihanna's dress?
I didn't see Rihanna's dress. I didn't watch none of that. Because you know what? It be making me mad watching that shit. Because at the end of the day, I'm watching these people making their money, supporting their cause. But do they watch me and support what I fucking do? No. So what did I do on Grammy Day? I fucking figured out ways to make more money. I'm not going to watch these motherfuckers get all the money while I'm not getting nothing. So I booked the show at Harvell's.
Y'all ain't watching the Grammys either.
And I've been writing jokes for them. I was doing that all day Grammy Day, writing jokes for Valentine's Day. But yeah, I didn't watch it because I be feeling like envious and stuff. It makes me feel
me
kind of way.
Sometimes.
Like, why am I not there? Like, I should be there. Like, I've put in enough time out here in these streets of Hollywood to be invited to the Grammys or to an Emmy or something. I would be a C filler. Like, I would do that. Like, I want to go. Like, why can't I get a live show? I only been to the BET Awards, and I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Not that much fun, really. It's not like. Oh my God.
Never invited you for the Comedy Central Roast?
Never been invited to that. Never been invited to a Comedy Central Roast. Never been invited.
I watched it. I watched it a couple of times.
Fuck that, I ain't watching their ass. They not supporting me.
To our own roast.
I only watch
roast
the comedy roast of Jamie Masada.
Hilarious. Now that, there I would be.
That should be a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, if
come back in 2 weeks.
If it's stuff that you're on, like if my friends are on something, if I know they're going to be on something, I'll watch that. I'll record it and watch it three or four times so they can get a residual check. You know what I'm saying? But
and I bootleg it.
But yeah, and I bootleg it too. I do that. I do that at the nail shop. But you know, because I try to support entertainment in all aspects, but only for my friends, not for people that don't support me.
That's what's up.
Did you watch the Little League girl?
The Little League
baseball Little League, the little girl that was striking everybody out in the summertime.
Nope, that bitch don't support me. Why would I watch her? She came to one comedy show. She ain't said hi to me on Twitter or nothing. She ain't said,
hey, get in the
I want to get a She Ready t-shirt. She ain't said shit. She ain't said nothing. Like, I love black unicorns. That bitch, I don't know that bitch.
You got merch?
Yeah, I got merch. I sell panties and everything.
Where can they get them at?
When you see me at the comedy club.
You know what you should sell?
You can get it at Harvell's.
You should sell little queef machines.
A little queef machine?
That when you press, it goes...
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Little queef whooping cushion.
But I'll sell an instruction manual to teach you how to queef on your own.
You should teach women how to
and
hold
then,
it down.
And Melissa could use it because if she learns how to queef on command, she'll stop peeing on herself.
Starts from the inside.
Yeah, because muscle got to be strong. She's peeing on herself because of pussy weak.
Hey, don't say that.
Kegel game strong.
Tell her I said that too, girl. You got to strengthen up your Kegel game. Now, pussy weak right now. You ain't going to be able to hold no babies in there. You peeing on yourself before you even have babies. That's ain't right.
Can you work it? Let me work it.
You better pee stop. Come on in reverse. See? Get your pee game going, girl, so you can get that strong coochie muscle. So you get that strong coochie muscle.
Fucking shower caps.
What you been up to, Playboy?
Nothing, just going up, rolling with this fool.
Oh, so you get to open up for him and stuff?
Yeah, man.
I think you should get a stronger opening act. You should have me come out with you. See how I just try to take your job in front
I know,
of
huh?
He opens it, you can feature.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let me feature. I do it for $100. That's how much they're going to pay me anyway. So.
$100 a show.
Bullshit. I need my rent money. And that's $1,800.
Wow. You in Hollywood?
Nah, I'm in Westchester, man. Right by the airport. So I could just get up and go. You know, just fly out.
That's a pretty expensive rent for Westchester.
Yeah, no, I know. It comes with 2 plane tickets a month.
My rent comes with free carry-on.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive, but it's cool. It got security, so keep me safe from the ex.
Mm-hmm. Security!
Security!
What's up, fool?
So, everywhere he gonna be at, that's where you gonna be at?
For the most part, but I do a bunch of little gigs and shit. I'm always creeping around town, little rooms and shit.
Mm-hmm. You featured in El Paso, right?
Yeah, the last couple
You been to El Paso?
Mm-mm. Well, I've been there, like, on some other shit, but not on the comedy stuff.
You been on any major tours? No?
No, I ain't never done a tour. I've been in the comedy game 13 years, never done a tour.
Nobody ever taking you on the road, like big comics, like Martin Lawrence, Cat and Willie.
They say I'm too funny.
Because you toured up on Def Jam, huh?
Did Def Jam. They didn't take me on no tour on that. I did Snoop Dogg's Bad Girls of Comedy.
You killed it.
No tour off of that. I did Bill Bellamy, Who Got Jokes. No tour off of that. Live at Gotham. No tour off of that. The Tonight Show. Arsenio Hall. Like, I done a lot of stand-up on TV, but no tours. I guess I'm just not funny enough.
You can't be fine and funny.
Yeah. But you can be funny, but you can't be funny, fine, and not fucking. You're not fucking. I'm not fucking. So that's and then I'm
teasing over them ass jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I know.
I thought you were gonna queef in my face.
Yeah. I told you if I take you on this tour, you gotta queef in my face before you go on stage and when you come off the stage, and then you can stay on the tour.
Shit, she can't even find weed.
No, I always come with the weed. If it gotta be in edible form, I bring it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, edit that part out, please. Supposed to be doing a show for Jehovah's Witnesses.
you were doing a show where you have to be completely clean?
Yeah, I've done a lot of shows like that.
It's funny when they ask you that, can you be clean? Bitch, I'm a comedian. I can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I can do anything.
Anything.
I did shows for Department of Children's Services all the time, the probation department, the police. You know what? A lot of government shit. That's who I need to be fucking.
They pay good, huh?
They pay hella good. Hella good. Man, got my Section 8 super fast. That was back in the day when I was on Section 8.
Section 8, HUD.
Benefits.
FEMA.
I don't get those no more. I work too much.
What were you in 87, man, during that big-ass earthquake?
In 87, during the big-ass earthquake, I was at home.
Punching my brother. Stop shaking. It's the earth.
Was that 87? Where's that 94?
The Willow Narrows earthquake was 87.
Damn, what are your
94
Narrows?
Was the Northridge earthquake.
Northridge. Okay, in 87, I was in Pomona.
You fought that shit hard, then, because that's Whittier.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt it. I was in Pomona in 87. And then in 94, I was in South Central. Didn't feel a thing because we're, in the middle of the fart lines.
But we were doing the riots.
Fart lines. During the riots, I was at home.
Looting.
No. I was trying to loot.
My mom's wouldn't let me.
She wouldn't let me. I was still in her care at that time.
It must have been crazy, huh?
Man, seeing all your friends walk by with Payless shoe boxes and shit and all kind of clothes from fucking Big Lots. It was Pick and Save. They had shit from Pick and Save. And, man, I wanted to do that. People had big turkeys. They was robbing the grocery store right there. They had turkeys like a motherfucker.
And you bring it home, you realize, man, I have no refrigerator.
Yeah.
Just gonna let it thaw.
I was like, Mama, you just gonna let me. All the girls, when we went back to school, all the girls had like really, they had their press and stuff because they stole perm kits and everything. So their hair was really pretty, really cute shoes and outfits and stuff because they Mama had stole all these clothes for them, had them look. I was like, Mama, you don't love me. See, this is how I know you don't love me because you didn't go out and steal for us. Like, I still have shoes with holes in them. Like, can I please get, I've been having these same shoes for 2 years. Like, I need some new shoes. That my feet are fucked up. She's like, shut up, girl. Wait till we get this FEMA check. And then the FEMA check came. I got a pair of shoes. Last pair of shoes she ever bought me. Looney Tunes shoes. Kids. Yep.
My sister got a fat FEMA check, man. She had just moved into the apartment in MacArthur Park area, mm-hmm. and the roof collapsed on her bed. But she wasn't there because she was at my mom's house. But she still claimed it, dog.
Hell yeah.
Got paid, dog.
Hell yeah. Shit, that could have killed her.
It was an assassination attempt.
She could have got asbestos.
God damn.
The whole roof caved in. Man, how old was that apartment?
It was old, man. Shit. Charlie Chaplin used to fuck there.
Damn. It was the ghost of Charlie Chaplin. Get out of my fucking house!
Fatty Arbuckle used to do heroin there.
It's the tramp.
Hilarious. Damn, Greta Garbo used to suck dick there.
Jamie Rosella earned his bones in that room.
Assistant to Judy Garland.
Hilarious.
So what's up, fool? Tiffany, man. Thank you, man, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully we can have you again, and maybe we can do some shows, man.
Man, yeah, let's do some shows together. I would love to go on a tour at some point in time in my career.
Yeah, man. Chilling right here with the Black Unicorn, though.
Yeah, because you would think I would have been on tour and a bunch of stuff. Yeah. You would think, but no.
Included on the little packages and shit?
Oh, you know what else I'm about to start selling? And y'all should get them. I sell them only at the comedy shows. She Ready Condoms. Yeah. And they got my face on it. And it say, She Ready on the other side. And yeah, y'all need to get that.
Want to hit
but
this shit?
I'm not responsible for any pregnancies or defaults. Anything that happened, I'm not responsible for it. But yeah, I'm selling them 3 for $5.
Yeah, they're called She Ready.
In a variety
they're
pack.
Called She's Ready, not her
I
fault.
I got variety packs, small, medium, and large.
So you're on the Real Husbands of Hollywood?
Yeah, Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart and them. That's fun.
Is he still on it?
Yeah, he's still
no,
on
you're
it.
Still on it.
Yeah, I did one episode.
What did you play?
I play Tiffany.
Oh.
Yeah, I play Tiffany, the nanny. I'm his ex-wife's cousin, and I'm spying on him and stuff.
No real... And that's it?
And then, on Tyler Perry series called If Loving You Is Wrong on
OWN. I don't want to be right.
Yeah, I don't know about if I don't want to be right, but it's on OWN. If Loving You Is Wrong, I don't want to be right. And that song, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but yeah, I'm on that series. It's a drama. It's super good. Guess what, though? What I love about working for them is Oprah been sending me shit. She sent me some earrings for my birthday. Yes, very nice. It's supposed to be energy earrings, supposed to give you energy and stuff. And then she sent me a black candle for Christmas. I don't know what that mean or whatever, but I've been burning this shit. Anyway, it smells kind of like roach spray, but I don't give a fuck. It's from Oprah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm burning the hell out of that. Like, I burn it for 15 minutes and I blow it out because I want it to last till the next time she give me another gift. Yeah. She signed, she autographed it and everything. Not the candle, but the card.
A black candle.
A black candle. A big black candle. It's huge. I'm like, when it finally burns out, I'm going to use the container, the black container that it came in. I'm going to go ahead and clean it out real good, and I'm going to just fill that up with weed. Or maybe with candy. Maybe weed candy. That's better.
Yeah, weed
edibles.
Candy.
Yeah.
So what's up, fool? Rodrigo, what's up, man? What you got going up next, man? You clean roaches anywhere?
Hell yeah, dog.
You heard
doing
of that?
The mad stomp.
Have you heard of that exterminating candle she has?
Hell, what's up with that shit, dog? Fucking, what's the fucking brings weed roaches?
Weed roaches. Oh, what if roaches did eat your weed up? Wouldn't that fucking have you mad?
Fuck, that'll be fucking gross. I don't even fuck. I'll throw that shit away.
I know people that'll still smoke that shit.
Right here, dog.
Fuck that.
What up, fool?
What's up, fool, man? Tiffany Haddish, thank you very much for being on our show.
Thank you.
What's up, fool podcast? You should have your own podcast.
Yeah, man.
I know, right?
You know a lot of people. All you got to do is spend 1 hour. We got this guy right here. Things comedy. We're building a family here.
A network.
Well, let's do it. Like, I mean, my rent money.
That's all you got to do, man. Like,
I need $1,800.
Like,
I'll do it.
Once a month, like, once you start doing your show, tell me if I'm right, Aaron. Once you start doing your show and, you know, like, it starts building up, you know, you get followers, you get more new listeners, people from the All Things Comedy Studio, they come over, you know, people lend each other's audience. And then when you have enough listeners, advertisers come in and they pay, what, $500 a month?
Oh, really?
For you to mention them. And then that's your money, which you split with All Things Comedy. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's 100% yours.
It's a share.
It's a share. Mm. But they do it all for you.
Oh, that's what's up.
So I'm just going to just call it the Tiffany's, the Unicorn Hour.
I would call it the She Ready Hour, where we talk about all things that she need to be ready for. Ladies, are you ready to activate your inner unicorn? Yeah, that should be hot.
People.
That'll be hot.
What's
and I'll
up?
Have men come on and talk shit to them. Make them dance around with no clothes on and shit.
Changing tires.
I'm going to sexually objectify these men.
Give me a massage.
Yeah, give me a massage. Massage it right.
Play with my button. Just play with my button. Knock off that knot.
I'll have just a podcast where I'm just getting a massage from Mr. Sky.
Mr. Sky in Alhambra.
Just listen to this massage.
We're off of saying.
Hey, what if Mr. Sky really Martin Rizzo?
The pleasure.
Probably has that little body, fool.
Can we know a comedian named Martin Rizzo who lives in Alhambra?
Uh-huh.
But he don't do massages. I don't think he does anything.
He might
with
do it on the side. Is he Asian?
No.
A little Mexican fool?
He could pass.
He could pass.
As a little Asian lady?
Hilarious.
He could pass. So what's up, fool? Thank you very much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Being here.
Thank you for having
what's
me.
What's up, fool? Everybody, subscribe to the show, please. Write a good review.
Yes.
Or a bad one. It don't matter. Just write something.
No, write a good one. Only good. If you got something bad to say, say that to yourself in the motherfucking mirror.
5 stars, 2 thumbs up.
Half stars, fuck yourself.
All right, people.
If you're being mean. If you're being nice, it's all wonderful. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man. Give him a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Say yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.